Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite Norris.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing the best I can, as fast as I can. How about you?
Just move one thing to the next, to the next, to the next.
Yes, and the retrograde parade continues, right? Oh, my word.
It's all about cleaning things up, that's for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we do have quite the parade of energy. I'm actually very happy that Mars has moved into Libra this week. I think we needed that break.
A little bit of a balance, you know, put things back into a little bit better of a perspective there.
You might be a little prejudiced being a Libra sun. Hello, girl.
I like balance.
Yes, you do. And you do it very well.
I try to.
Anyway, I love the Taurus moon. It's exalted there. I'm so glad I went in there today. It's funny. My first phone reading I had this morning, that minute, okay, the moon went out of board, of course, into Taurus. And we started talking, and when I told her this, and we don't even know why, we just both started laughing, okay? It was just so. And that's okay, too. I like all the Earth trines you've got going on right now, though.
Oh, yeah. You know, again here, that Virgo Capricorn energy passing with the Taurus energy. It's got a lot of trines there.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. And I'm liking that for right now. This Venus retrograde in Leo, though, oh, my goodness. Everything's about relationships in my readings. How about you, Jacqueline?
Oh, boy. Of course, it's
about
love. And, you know, the good thing is it's going direct. You know, that's one thing I can say yay to, is because it's going to shift direct here shortly. And things will start moving, but every single relationship issue, everybody's questioning everything, everybody's wondering about the tension. Hey, it's all about revisiting what you love and knowing what's important to you. And here again, it's shifting again, so at least it's going in the right direction.
Absolutely. Now, I'm going to ask you a professional question, okay, because you and I both have different teachers, even though we've been doing this together for a long time. Do you consider that Venus is still in its shadow like Mercury?
I do.
Me too.
I do.
Okay.
I do think that there's still going to be rumblings. Again, with this, there's, you know, there's peaks and valleys is the way I'll say it. And, you know, you have those peaks of it sitting there intensely when it's retrograde. And then it starts slowly walking down that hill. It doesn't always, you know, in my professional opinion, it doesn't always just turn on and off like a switch.
Right. And I loved your article this month. It was spectacular. I shared it all over the Internet to all my people. Okay. And you were talking about the Venus in Leo, retrograde now, going direct tomorrow, in square to Jupiter. So tell them a little bit about that. You did a wonderful expose on that.
Well, that's funny. You cracked me up with that. You know, those are the only two benefactors of the zodiac are both Venus and Jupiter. Venus is our day-to-day benefactor, and Jupiter is our bigger picture benefactor. I think it's really funny how one is turning direct and the other one the next day after is turning retrograde. It is, again, about knowing truly what you love and seeing the benefits of the day, of the moment, of the now, more than what you're going to see in the bigger picture. Jupiter is in Taurus right now, and when it goes retrograde, it's going to make some physical changes for our benefit. And so when we go through this square, it may be a little challenging if we're looking at the bigger picture instead of seeing the blessing of the moment in it, because sometimes that bigger picture might get a little ugly, but it'll be to our benefit. Was that what you were talking about?
Yes, and I'm also talking about, again, Mercury is retrograde, and it's moving, you know, technically backwards, if you watch it with a telescope, by the way, and the Sun is moving forward in Virgo, and as Jupiter retrogrades, that trine is getting even tighter. So even though there is still that Venus, Taurus, Jupiter and Taurus square, the Virgo energies helps us to analyze things, I think, from a higher perspective and understanding our own personal patterns in relationship with our parents, our children, our lovers, our friends. I mean, I think it's going to be very illuminating, don't you?
Oh, so illuminating. I think there's going to be lovely gifts given in this process with these two in this position and the way they're sitting, especially with the Mercury retrograde, because that trine is really going to help us, like you said, to really see a bigger picture, to see more into the circumstances and know what is better for us and what is not.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, so we got a few people on hold. We should see what we can do for them. What do you think?
How about we do that?
All right. Area code 954, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. How are you guys? Good?
We're good.
As good as we can be.
Yes. Great, great. Okay, I was born 4/16/1955 at 4:46 p.m.
What's your name?
My name is Sharon.
Karen. All right.
Can you spell it for me?
S-H-A-R-O-N.
At 4:46 p.m. or a.m.?
P.m.
And where?
New York City.
Are you still there?
Yes. I used to live in Florida, hence the area code.
I know it's a Lauderdale number, right? Is that where you were?
Yeah, I was in Fort Lauderdale, but I am a native New Yorker, so, you know, I'm here again.
I can tell by the accent, and I love it. Yeah. I love that accent so much.
That's so funny.
Have you called in before?
Yes.
I called in once before, yes.
Because I do have you, and did you find her, Jacqueline?
Yes, I did.
Good girl. I was trying to be, you know, more precise tonight with the Mercury retrograde, okay? Forgive me.
No forgiveness for it. That was good.
And what was your question you had for us tonight, Sharon?
So my question is, I am working, but I'm working at this place 12 years, and it's giving me burnout, and it's like a new system that they're implementing. So I was wondering if you see any part-time work for me coming up soon, or just not at all, or, you know, I don't know.
Well, did you want to work two jobs, or did you want to just work one job?
Oh, no, two jobs. I can barely work one. I mean, I don't mind working, but it's just too much.
You are so funny.
Much.
It is so cute. That's not typical of an Aries. If an Aries Aries is working their passion. They can't let go of it. But you're a different, you know, Aries is a very misunderstood sign, you know, because it's the sign of the ram, but it's also the sign of the lamb. So are you the lamb type?
You know what? I think I'm a combination of both, actually.
I think you're right.
I really do.
Well, you know, you have several planets in your seventh house, so you have tremendous allied leadership skills, okay? But you have to do it your way, don't you?
Well, you know, not necessarily, because these days I prefer being an Indian and not a chief. You know, it's just too much stress being a chief. So I'm like okay with being an Indian, to be honest.
Okay.
I mean, I do. I know I do have leadership skills. I know that I do have ideas about what should be done, what could be done. But I'm just at this point in my life, I'm like whatever.
I hear you. I hear you. You're just a couple years younger than me. I get it. One of the things I'm seeing here, though, your Mars is in Gemini, so you don't want to be bored, though. It's almost like you have to work at something, don't you?
Yeah, and I think it's important to keep occupied and your mind stimulated and just, you know, be outside and outdoors and just, you know, but at the same time, you know, I just feel like this place I'm working at is worn out its welcome, you know, for me, so.
I think you need more appreciation. Jacqueline, what do you see, honey?
Well, there's a lot of things I see here. Okay, first of all, the South Node is sitting dead on your Neptune in your first house, okay? And I'm going to tell you, that this is the reason why it's wearing on you so much. Old issue from the past. It's an old hat. It's not equality. It's not fair anymore. So,
exactly.
Mars is getting ready to, in the next couple of days, go into your first house. It's time to look for that partnership. And what I'm saying partnership is it's because you want a place to work where you can enjoy. Is this retail of some sort or customer service? Because it is about socialization as well. Socialization and information is what I get the thing here with as far as your work is concerned. And
it is.
What's going to happen over the next 4 to 6 weeks is Mercury's going to go into your first house and the sun's going to transit in there. So all of these things are moving through there saying, hey, it's time for you to look for your next adventure, because where Venus lies is in your 11th house of hopes, desires, and dreams and socialization. It just is going back now, okay? So it's about getting out there and really saying, hey, what's going to be fun? My little Aries, what's going to be my next adventure? And it will show up if you don't stress out about it and you keep your eyes open. So I think you are going to change sometime this fall in your work.
Oh, from your mouth to God's ears. I work in banking.
I love it. Yes.
I work in banking, and it's just like so crazy. And even like there are no words, you know, it's not like it was. It's just, you know, goals and, you know, all this nonsense and surveys and shops and, you know, and now they're implementing a new, you know, computer system. And it's like, I just have to get out of it. So,
right,
you know,
to understand how many retrogrades we have going on right now. We've got 6. And then Jupiter's about to retrograde. And then Venus is going to go direct. There's a lot of retrograde planets, so it's not necessarily the time to sign a new contract just yet, but it's definitely a great time with these retrogrades to do the research and see what options are available and keep your mind open, as Jacqueline so well coined it, for your new adventure. Because I think, like she said, you are going to find it. Absolutely. I couldn't agree with her more.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. Well, I'll keep you guys posted, and I really do appreciate your always wonderful insights, and I really do.
Well, thank you. We love having you call in. Keep us posted, okay, sweetheart?
I certainly will, and you guys have a great rest of the day and tomorrow as well. Okay? Thank you.
You too. God bless. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Sweet.
Yeah, that was
a lot
good
of good things shaken, but they just haven't come in for a stillness just yet.
No, and she's got a couple more weeks before they will. So, hey.
Yeah, but it's close, though. You know, a few weeks, most of us can get through it, right?
Exactly.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
All righty then.
Hey,
Erico 203, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Pat from Connecticut. How are you both?
Pat from Connecticut. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm good, thanks. I want to ask about a friend who's new to astrology. Can I give you the birth date?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. February 27th, 1965. New Haven. Oh, I'll give you the time. 5:11
yes.
p.m.
That was 10:11?
5:11 p.m.
Okay.
And New Haven, Connecticut.
You got it. What would you like to know about this one?
He's new to astrology, so if you just want to maybe talk about his chart, and I guess if he was going to ask a question, it might be about new work or maybe moving to have another place to live.
Five eleven p.m. Got it. With Mercury retrograde, I'm just being careful, sweetheart. Okay.
Okay.
No problem.
Oh, yeah. I know. Me too.
Got you covered, girl.
2/27/65. Yeah, you got to say everything three times.
Well, this is interesting because this is his year. Jupiter is transiting over his natal Jupiter. He has Jupiter in Taurus by birth. Okay. And
okay.
It's going to retrograde and then come back into orb with it. So there's going to be plenty of time. It's going to be an interesting time for him. What I will say about this guy is he is such an interesting guy. This guy's a genius, okay, first
huh.
of all. He can figure out
yeah.
anything he wants to figure out. You know,
yeah.
when I look at his chart, it's amazing. And he will work till the day he dies, not because he has to for the money, but he has to have a purpose in his life. He's a floaty kind of creature. And it's really an interesting thing with him. It's this teeter-totter balance. He has everything in opposition with each other. So it's really an interesting balance. But
okay,
it is about following his passion. This is a very honorable guy. And very creative and forward-thinking guy when he wants to be, okay? And
yeah.
he said talking about he wants work, he just has to imagine it, create it, and he'll find it. That's
right.
How great of an individual it is. I am going to say something about him that I really, you know, I think is important to him. Music, sounds are very important to this guy. So when he's down, put on some happy music, and it'll change his whole entire attitude. And I think he needs to get into that bouncing in and out because, again, his chart is this whole balance of work and play, work and play, work and play. That's his whole entire chart to me. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I very agree with everything you said, but there's a couple other things I do want to mention here. He has a lot of Pisces Virgo polarity points. So it's very important for him to watch his glycemic index. He could be either diabetic or he could be hypoglycemic. So he might have a different energy curve than most people. But many creative characters have this opposition. Now, his moon is at critical degree. It's 2 minutes from Aquarius and Capricorn. And Pluto has been sitting on that star for over a year. It's retrograding back over his moon and moving forward over his moon over this next year. So I so agree with Jacqueline, because Jupiter's going to be in Taurus until April of next year. So he's got two major factors here to bring back his personal power, his inner child, and also his vision for the future. Okay, and that's important. Jupiter's moving through his ninth house of God watching over you, the gates of heaven. Okay, what is my purpose here? I have to tell you, the next year for him, I so agree with Jacqueline, this is going to be life-changing and bring him to his bliss, is what I see as well.
That's great. What does, can you tell me, what does the Pluto do on that Aquarius moon? And is it very Aquarius? Because it's two, you said 2 degrees in?
It's basically so close, you can't tell the two apart. So his moon has dual aspects. Capricorn wants to establish, but Aquarius wants to bring it to a new level. So if he takes what he already knows and brings it to a new level, he will just prosper and be empowered in an amazing way. And I so agree with Jacqueline about the muses, because his Saturn is in Pisces. Saturn's in Pisces now. It's on every 29 years. It's retrograde right now, but he's going through a Saturn return soon.
You're kidding.
And because I can give you the exact date. Give me a minute. Let me pull it up on the screen.
Oh, I love it. Wow.
His Saturn's at 747. Let me tell you when it hits that mark. Give me a moment. Okay, he goes to his return on the 13th of February next year. So between now and February, this is his time to rediscover and develop. All the retrogrades can help him to redesign his vision in an amazing way. And this is under 6 months, so this is like an amazing time for him and his creativity, is what I'm
saying. That's really good. Really great. It all sounds like him, and psychic abilities.
Pisces, he's definitely he's clairvoyant. He's higher mind energy. Oh yeah, he's got that going on. But the other thing I like about his chart, because his Jupiter is in Taurus in his ninth house, he also has a natural sense of wisdom that is actually earthbound. So he can bring his psychic intuition into this world stronger this year than he can for the next 12. Okay? So this is the time for it to become very real to him. Right, Jacqueline?
Absolutely. I agree 100% on that.
Well, it's a lovely reading, and I'm going to play it for him, and I think he'll be happy.
Yes. And you know that on my website on the first page, this show is actually saved there on the first page of aphrodite.com. If you want him to hear it from there too, you can go ahead and do that, whatever you choose. Just let everybody that's on the show know that if you can't remember everything we say to you on the show, you can go to the first page of my site and go there, and you can listen to the entire show with me and Jacqueline every week. My son set that up for people so they could hear it again. Okay?
That's great. Aphrodite.com,
Yep. And we love you calling in all the time, and we're so glad you called in for a friend of yours. That's so sweet. Thank you.
It's a lot of fun, and I love you guys, and thank you so much for doing this. It's a great reading. Thank you.
All right. Have a sweet weekend. God bless you.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Very interesting chart.
Yes. Absolutely.
You know what I love about the music, too? Because I can see the muses, but I could also see, like, a drummer in the sky. Did you see that?
I could see it. You know, he has the earth energy along with the Piscean water energy. A rhythm keeper? Absolutely. You know, again here, he hears music to the core of what it's created. That's
I
just
hear
a beautiful...
you. Vibrational energies. Yes. He's got that skill. I agree. I love it. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right, let's see here. Erica 646, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
I can't hear you.
Okay, taking you up the speaker. Hold on.
Hello, ladies. How are you doing? How are you doing today?
Great.
Doing well. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Are you Tamika?
No, this is Stacy.
Oh, we knew the voice. Just couldn't place it.
Oh, okay.
Now, which Stacy are you? Because we have several.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm the Stacy from Brooklyn, New York. Because you have, that's right, you have several.
All right. And you're still in Brooklyn?
So, yeah, I'm in the the last time we talked, you did tell me that to start looking for a place, which I am looking for. And I've been on the money with that. I haven't found what I wanted, but I'm looking like a dog. But I am looking.
Give me the birth date. Is it December 26th?
No, it's August 12th, 1980. But I have a different question for you guys. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's try this again because I can't seem to find you. That's August 12th?
Yes, ma'am, 1980.
Okay. And time?
I think it was, 2:30 in the afternoon?
Yeah, in Freeport.
In Freeport, Long Island, yes. I moved to New York City when I was, 16 years old.
So I have you down as Freeport, New York. Is that weird or what?
No, that's correct. That's correct.
Okay. And where are you now? You're still in New York, right?
Yeah, I'm living temporarily right now in Brooklyn.
Okay.
So the last time I talked to you, we chatted about the move, and you told me to start looking, that I should find something within, 30 days.
Okay.
But I'm still within that 30-day period. I just have another question for you guys because I know you guys are the best. Because I was going to submit some paperwork this week for a legal matter, but something told me to wait and call your show only because I know that this is the retrograde period, I believe, up until September 20th. And I wanted to see if I should just wait until the 20th or should I just start. This is regarding a legal matter, or should I just get the paperwork out now?
I think it is time to do the research, but not make the decision. So if it's a legal matter, I think you could negotiate in this cycle because you have your moon and Jupiter both in Virgo, and Mercury's retrograding over that star and the ninth house of God watching over you. So the details will be revealed to you in this cycle. So it's okay to look into it, to negotiate, to talk to the appropriate agency. And Jupiter is going to be retrograde, okay? And so because of that, as far as the actual resolution, it could run into some delays, okay? But this is a good time to be right on top of it. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. Okay, but I'm going to be very specific. I agree with whoever said don't file that paperwork, not only because of the Mercury retrograde, but because Venus in a couple of weeks is going to be dead on your sun in that ninth house of litigation, okay? This is when it's better for you. Mercury will be direct. File the paperwork then because your soul shines with Venus. That's your day-to-day luck. Okay. So you want this to work out in your favor. So I have to agree with whoever said September 20th. I'm going right there with them. Okay.
I love it.
I love it too. Okay, so I'm taking your advice. I'm doing the research, and that's why I held back. I said, let me just do a little bit more research. So I'm gathering all the paperwork together now, and I'm going to give it a go on the 20th.
There may be some things, like after
Mercury
said. Mercury's
still in shadow until the last day, though, of this month. Okay.
She said that. I'm sorry, one more time?
Mercury's still in shadow, though, until the last day of this month, the 1st of October. Okay? If you're going to do this on the 20th, know whoever you're filing the paperwork with might come back with you and maybe fine-tune it. Respect any delays until after the 1st of October in your favor. Okay?
All right. Okay.
Sorry, I had to sneak that in there, Jack. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I don't mind. All I'm saying is that, again, Aphrodite is 100% correct in saying that this is the time to do the research, because you may find some enlightening and awakening information within the next couple of weeks, was all I was trying to say.
Okay.
That may change circumstances a little.
Oh, great.
Absolutely. Yep.
All right. So I'm going to get to doing that research. Thank you. I feel so enlightened. That's why something told me just to wait to talk to you girls, to see exactly what's happening. So I was like, let me just wait, because I know they would know.
We so appreciate you, you know, because like I said, the tying with astrology, Jack and I so love it so much. Gives us times when we don't even want to wait and be patient, but it can tell us that it's going to pay off if we do that. So I am very glad you called us. You're such a sweetheart. Thank you.
All right. I'll keep you guys posted. I'm going to continue listening to the show, and thank you.
All right. Put you back on hold. Okay, girl. God bless. So I can remember who's on hold and who's new. It doesn't tell you anymore on Blog Talk. I don't know why they took that off there, but that's okay. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 470, you're on the air.
Hi, Jacqueline. Hi, Aphrodite. This is Maddie.
Hey, Maddie, how are you?
I'm okay this beautiful day. Just fine. My question is, I see you have posted up that Mercury retrograde Virgo double trine Jupiter, and I thought, I guess that's what the RX means. But I thought, wow, my Jupiter is in Virgo. What does that mean for me?
Well, it's not touching. You're lucky.
Are you January 7th?
I am, yes. Mhm.
Do you still live in Georgia?
I am, yes.
Okay. I want to pull you up on screen so I can give you, we can both give you more specific information. Great.
Okay. And what I am going to say is what this affects is your son, okay? Trying with your son through this retrograde. So it is about looking in yourself. It is about with some psychological changes for your benefit, knowing what is your responsibility and what is not, and letting go of what
I love
is not.
It.
Wow.
That's what's being affected by this Mercury retrograde, and it's really a good time for you to be within yourself, not out in the public, but really within yourself and really looking at what's right for you. Because honor, duty, responsibility, and obligation are not your friends, okay? And if you believe in past lives, this is a do-over lifetime. So there's a lot of deja vus and a lot of, oh, I feel guilt, but I don't know why. And I say, let go of it.
I
get
love
rid
it.
Of it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Well, I have been feeling better about letting things go. And not only that, what do you think of this? I've been looking at people in my life in a different way and seeing people for who they really are. Is that the reason why?
Yeah, that's what's important.
Yeah.
Now, as far as your lifestyle, do you have a blending of work and play or not?
I do.
Good.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
See, the South Node was conjunct your sun the day that you were born, okay? And the Tao says you must be empty to be filled. So the things right now that have just been treading water, or you haven't been making progress, or you feel you're not the angel in the situation, it's time to pass that torch and take yourself and factor yourself back into your life, sweetheart, is what I'm seeing. Okay?
You said pass the torch and get myself back out into the world?
Yes. In other words, take back your life. Take that, factor yourself back in better to really enjoy this incarnation. This is your time.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
yes.
That's exactly what I have been focusing on, yes.
Now,
do
you have a mentor? Do you have a mentor or favorite poet or favorite metaphysical person that you're following right now? Because you need to have that.
I'm following Dolores Cannon.
Okay, because Saturn is sitting right on your Venus in Pisces in the 8th house of your antiquity, okay? And it's in Pisces, so it's about having and bringing back a visionary experience that's been long forgotten, that you have had in other lives. It's your time to reengage that part rather than your dutiful personality. Do you agree with me, Jacqueline, with this?
Do you?
Follow it, because it's really going to make it wonderful, Maddie, for you. Saturn's in trine to your natal Saturn right now. Wow, what a beautiful hit. You've got a grand trine going on with this. And you, of course, you have your Scorpio moon. You're very psychic. And so because of that, if you feel that somebody vibrates to your frequency, do follow them, knowing that you can still filter, but you will benefit deep inside. Because right now Saturn is in trine to your Scorpio moon. It's such a great hit. And I'm going to encourage you, and it's interesting because Jacqueline and I talked to somebody else earlier on the show about this. Use music as a catalyst to bring you to your peace and also to energize you. You can do it either way.
It does. And that's exactly what I do. It stimulates my whole being.
Absolutely.
Music. Oh, it does.
Yeah.
I just be so energized.
Yep.
Wow.
And the beautiful thing I love about your chart is your Mars is on the cusp. It's exalted in Capricorn, but only 1 degree and 38 minutes. So it's on the Sagittarian Capricorn cusp. Okay, so because of that, any philosophy you embrace becomes part of your foundation in a unique way if you let that Scorpio moon step in. It's just, I love the chart. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree with everything you said. It's a deep and intense chart, that's for sure. But, again, music is I can't say enough. It's a different aspect, but it really can bring out the deep emotions within you.
And it does. It really does. In fact, it's not a day go by that I don't listen to music. In fact, sometimes I sleep with it. I even made I told a friend, I say, you know, when it's my time to go, I want music in my ear.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go out with music. I really feel that, yes.
Now, I have two angels around me every day. They've been with me since I was 7 years old, okay? And I have a talker and I have a watcher. And my talker is telling me that music is what we call a catalyst.
It's medicine.
So
yes,
when you become one with the music, you become whole, my friend. I love that. I love that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're so glad you called in tonight. I'm loving
now,
this reading.
I have a question. You said my fifth note conjuncts my sun, my fifth note is Capricorn and my sun is Capricorn?
Yes.
When you said just yes. conjunct, that means
they're within 1 degree of each other.
Pardon me?
They're within 1 degree of each other. So when you release and let go of your responsibilities, joy comes in.
Yes. Yes. Stop being, yeah, yes. Because I can be very dutiful for as getting things done. And I think that's the Scorpio in me.
Right.
I got
Capricorn energy is always wanting to take on responsibility because they feel it's part of their mission. Now, Jupiter is in trine to your sun right now, today. And it's only there every 12
uh-huh.
years. So just be thankful for all you have dedicated yourself to. But let your inner child out to play now. Okay?
Okay.
It's time
okay.
for that. It's time for that. Okay?
Oh, yes. 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 And you said something about passing the torch, no longer being the angel, pass the torch to someone else.
Yes.
Let go. Let go and be playful.
Yes. Let go and let God, or however you define the infinite, knowing that you have really been amazing. And so now it's time to be more the mentor, the teacher, or step back and let somebody else carry the torch as you move on and to really enjoy this incarnation. It's just your time, honey. It's just your time.
Yeah. And that's exactly how I've been feeling. Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And your Scorpio moon told you that. You just called us for confirmation. You're as psychic as I am. Come on now.
it's true, but the mind, sometimes the mind steps in the way and you start self-doubt. You start doubting yourself. And I guess, yeah, you're right. You just need, sometimes you need confirmation from someone else, yeah.
I don't know if it's really doubting yourself, honey. I think it's because you're so used to being responsible. There's security in that as part of how you see yourself, and that's great. But there are others now that are coming from behind you and around you right now. It's their time to develop the dedication you have already exhibited and shown. And
yes.
let them now carry the torch because they – will benefit from you as a great teacher when you step back.
Okay. Okay.
Do you agree with me, Jacqueline?
Yes.
Well, a niece asked me yesterday, she said, Auntie, I want to open up, she's psychic also, she said, I want to open up a shop. And she said, I want you to come in with me. I say, yeah, I helped you set it up. She said, no, I want you to come in and help do the readings, too. And I say, well, I'm not experienced. I haven't strengthened that muscle like you have. You do it all the time. And you think that would be good for me?
Yes.
It would be? Yeah. Okay.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. You know, you have that deep Scorpio moon, and you have that Venus and Pisces in the eighth house. Both of those water planets are in water houses. That gives you a strong intuitive pull. Again, you overanalyze things way too much. You bounce back and forth.
I do.
You'll be funny. People will love you, okay? Just go with what the flow of what you feel at the moment. You'll be surprised at what comes out.
Thank you. Yeah, I can't.
And do a little dance inside. Do a little dance inside because this person is giving you this opportunity. And you know what? You're going to be very refreshing. And when you first start out in this kind of work, just be very spontaneous and let it flow. As Jacqueline pointed out so poignantly, all that water, you can just let this flow, channel your stuff, and you're going to help many people, honey. You're going to help so many people with your gift. I love this for you. I love this for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, that is a lot of water. Water mm-hmm. trine, yes. A lot of water. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you keep us posted, okay? Yes.
I will.
Flow.
That's true. Water flows. Just let it flow. Go with the flow. Yes, I got it. Yes. Thank you so much.
And you keep us posted, Natty. We're so glad you called in tonight.
Yeah, I get back with you guys most definitely. Most definitely. You enjoy your holiday.
You as well. Happy Labor Day.
Yeah. Let me
Happy
go out
Labor
and
Day.
Play.
Go out and play, girl. Go for that.
Let me go out and play. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go hiking. Yes. Thank you.
All right. Awesome.
Okay.
Sweet night, girl.
All right. Bye-bye.
Cute. That was fun.
What a character.
I know.
Chart's just crazy.
You know, it's funny. Sometimes, does this happen to you? You see a chart, and you see so many facets that are like a little jewel shining in the sun, right? That's what I felt when I saw her chart. So, seriously, I'm like, this is way cool.
Each one is so uniquely different, you know, and you really get, you call them little diamonds, little aspects is what I call them, little aspects of the personality of the individual, of really seeing, you know, the true uniqueness of that soul.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you're ready for the next one?
Okay.
Your code 901, you are on the air.
Hi, ladies. How are you all on this great Sunday? Happy September. Happy Labor Day weekend.
Sylvia, nice to speak with you, sweetheart. How are you doing?
I am thankful, grateful, gooder and gooder, in spite of my arthritis acting up in my neck.
Oh, well, you know what's
marching.
Happening. The moon is in Taurus, which rules the neck and the shoulders area. You need to treat yourself like a baby. Treat yourself like a baby for the next 2 days. It'll back off.
Oh.
I'm going to tell you the next couple of days I do hot Epsom salts bath. I think it'll make an amazing difference with that Mars and Cancer you have, Scorpio moon, all that water. Immerse yourself in some hot water with some salt, and it'll ease it.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna have to do that. Because where I live, I don't have a tub in my unit, just a shower, so I'm going to have to get a salt and water and put a towel down in there and squeeze it out and then put it on my neck.
Yes, create a poultice, yes. I agree with that.
Yes.
And what I want you to do is watch your ergonomics, how you're sitting in your chair, how you're sitting in your car. Anywhere you are, watch your ergonomics right now for the next couple of days. Make sure you keep your back, your upper back, as erect and your neck linear as much as you can just for the next couple of days, okay? And I think if you pay attention to it, because your body is telling you, it's screaming to you for help. So help it.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. I haven't put any heat on it. I put cold packs, and I do pay a lot of attention when I'm sitting in the chair or sitting on the bed. Yes, I'm paying attention to all of that, plus what I'm eating, and I'm going like, okay, what do I need to increase? What do I need to decrease? I'm trying to figure all of that out, too.
It's all about the balance of the body right now, okay? Now, if you have anxiety, what happens when we have anxiety? Our shoulders end up around our ears somewhere. So breathe in peace before you put the poultice on, okay? So your shoulders now relax, and you have probably at least one, maybe more guardian angels. Say, I need to have peace, I need to relax, then put the poultice on. Now, what physical therapy teaches us, you need to alternate hot and cold. Not just too hot, because that can increase inflammation.
Yeah.
Cold decreases inflammation. So you want to do 15 minutes of one, 15 minutes of the other, and then stop. Wrap yourself in something that's warm but not too warm, and relax your neck and your shoulders, and just lay in bed, put a little teeny pillow under your head or under your neck, and relax and let the therapy work. Give it a chance to work. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Okay. Oh, I agree. It is about that. And, you know, you can sit there and play with your diet, but it's not going to give you the immediate relief you need.
Okay.
So it is about pampering yourself, nurturing yourself, taking care of yourself.
Okay.
I love that process that she said. Every therapist will tell you, hot, cold, hot, cold. It'll make it work.
Okay. Why is this happening? What is the universe saying? Why is this happening? When is this going to go away? When will my neck stop hurting? What can I do to get rid of this inflammation?
Let me tell you, Sylvia, I know a lot about this, okay? Hold on a minute. Listen to me. Okay. You're carrying invisible burdens on your shoulder. All right? So what burdens are you carrying that you need to lay down and give to the Lord?
Okay.
Now, saying it that way because I know you, okay? Now, so what burdens are you carrying right now that you do not need to burden yourself with anymore? So, again, the neck is ruled by Taurus. Jupiter's there now, the planet of good fortune and abundance. Honor your will, but know you are sustained. Okay?
That's it.
What do you think, Jacqueline? Am I crazy?
Yeah.
Again, here, this is about you releasing those. We talk about disease, okay, and we all have disease. What is, when you break down the word to its basic form, it is disease, lack of ease, lack of comfort.
Yes.
Correct. Mm-hmm. With what are you holding on to that burdens you? It is about that. If you can't do anything about it, why worry about it? Because worrying about it is only going to put pressure on you. So it is about letting go.
Okay.
Boil it down to the root. Can I do anything about it? No? Okay. Well, then I don't need to carry that burden anymore because I can't do anything about it.
Yes. I can't make... Mine is my... finances, a.k.a. Being unemployed, but yet my bills are paid.
That's right. Your bills are paid.
Yeah, I have food. My closet is running over with clothing. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. My refrigerator is full of food. I mean, my phone bill is paid. I mean, yeah, that's my, yeah,
well,
let God, yeah.
But Sylvia, the Most High is going to give you what you need, not necessarily what you desire. You are sustained. Mm-hmm. Let go of the pressure. Let go of feeling you have to do more every day. It's creating an anxiety and a tension in your shoulders and neck that you do not need. Lay it down. Sit there quietly and say, I lay this down today. Okay? I lay this down. That should be your mantra. Lay it down at the end of the day so you can sleep like a friggin' baby, okay? Do this for yourself.
Yeah, because, you know, independent Aries want to be, you know, making her own money. You know, being to be financially secure and stable, like that Capricorn in the 10th house and that Mars in the 4th house, you know, want to be secure and financially secure, feel financially secure and stable and
trust,
you know,
that you'll
when
be sustained
yes.
by the higher forces. Trust.
Yes.
You'll be sustained by the yes. higher forces. As Jacqueline always says, just keep the faith. Lay it down for now
yes.
because your body's telling you you're carrying too many burdens. You're putting too
okay.
much expectation on yourself right now, and it has to be
yes.
a little bit more about you. It has to be a little bit more about you, okay? So do that at this time, okay?
Yeah.
And,
yes.
and you know
like,
what?
I,
we've had a lot of conversations with you. We know how motivated you are. We know how gifted you are. You're a darling. You're a darling woman. We know that, okay? But Uranus is opposing your moon right now, and it's retrograding Taurus. So what have you been carrying on your shoulders for way too long that you need to reconsider? Okay? And let it go
okay.
and give it to the divine. Give it to the divine however you do that with your
okay.
spiritual regimen. Do it your way.
Yes.
And say to yourself,
yeah.
I am a child of God. And I know I deserve to be healthy, happy, prosperous, and loved. And I trust you
yes.
and let it go. Make that your mantra.
You,
okay? And it will
yes.
set you free from the, all the compression you're feeling on your neck right now. We want you to get better. Okay?
Yes, and I do too. And I do.
All right.
You know what the word you said was trust. T-R-U-S-T.
Yes.
And that's my issue, even coming from a Pisces south node in the 12th house with all that spirituality. Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense. Makes sense. Make more sense. Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to be okay.
And
like, this is not anything terrible or anything critical. I don't see anything bad happening to you. But when your body hurts like this, it's trying to get your attention. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, Taurus is a fixed
yeah.
earth sign. Okay? And so it's a fixed earth
yeah.
sign. So it, and it does rule our physical matrix. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Uranus is opposing your moon. So what's happening is you're having the nerves are reacting somewhere in your cervical spine, is what I know from my medical background.
Mm. Yeah.
So you have to relax that and do the hot and the cold to bring it back into balance.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I
yeah.
agree.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense, ladies, that I'm listening.
And
makes
it's
sense.
Not going to hurt you.
Like,
it's going to help you. In other words, love yourself first right now. Love yourself first,
yes.
okay?
Yes. Yes, yes, and more or less. And just like the lady said before you, before I came on, sometimes we have to be reminded. And so this is, yeah.
And we're
reminded.
Happy to
yeah.
be your friend. We're happy to be your spiritual friend, girlfriend, okay?
Thank you. You know
we're
I
about
really appreciate you.
We're the air,
you.
So I want to tell you we
oh.
love you, we love you, and I hope we talk to you
I
next
love
week.
Y'all more.
God bless you.
Thank you. I love y'all more. Have a great weekend and a great holiday.
You
as well.
Sweet night. Okay.
All right. To be continued next week.
You got it, girl. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. I love y'all more. Thank you, ladies.
All right, Jacqueline, we need to tell people where they can find us.
They can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station, and we love the show every week. We'll be back on the air next Sunday at 6 p.m. We hope you have a spectacular week.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night.
Okay.